dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
All right, the headline reads, brace yourself, would you let ChatGPT write your wedding vows? I can't wait to have this conversation. 437-1620, 437-1620. Recent report from The Knot, it's a Tie the Knot, like it's a, I guess it's a website that deals with marriage stuff, reveals that a growing number of engaged couples are using AI ghostwriters. So they asked people for their thoughts on the matter. And basically their assessment is, look, if you're trying to write a condensed, cohesive, poignant, humorous, self-deprecating, meaningful, personal 300-word summary of your feelings for another person and your willingness to commit your entire future to them, well, why wouldn't you use AI? Oh, man. The over a third of engaged couples are using AI for wedding planning and to generate vows. That surprise you? Would you? Would you consider it a violation if your partner, your fiance, used AI to write their wedding vows? Why do you think it automatically would be he? I think women can use AI, too. You know, what if they didn't tell you? If somebody wrote their vows with AI, you know, hey, ChatGPT, I like walks in the woods, and we like to watch horror movies together, and we hope to have children, and we're both from Milwaukee. PJ is filling in for John this morning, so I'm thinking about, you know, Wisconsin, as the case may be. Write me a 300-word vow emphasizing the fact that she has red hair and likes to tell knock-knock jokes. Well, ChatGPT can do that. All of these services, you know, all these AIs can do this. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to write, but I'm not a good enough writer to be able to write it. There are even free vow generators. Like, they specifically are designed to write wedding vows. They're not just the random Gemini or ChatGPT. Celebrate Ally, Provenance Weddings, Matched Hearts, and Wedding One. Just the industries that are out there. By the way, this is an article. The article's from Cosmopolitan. Don't hate me for it. It came through through an aggregator that I found this article, but I thought it was fascinating. They just want a few background details. How did you meet? Shared likes and dislikes, and obviously your names. And from there, the bots work their magic and spit out a clean 100 to 300 words for the user to recite at the big ceremony. 437-1620, 437-1620. What do you think about this idea? I generally speaking hate AI. I hate all of it. I think it's a loss of humanity. I think that we're jettisoning our ability to be what humans are supposed to be, which is symbol-making creatures. Ernst Cassirer, just the idea that we communicate with people, that we invent. We are at our heart poets and artists and singers and storytellers. And, you know, it's one thing for the machines to take over agriculture or industry or home building or car repair. It's another thing entirely for the machines to take over poetry and story writing and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm a big no on it. In fact, I've never used it, okay, the way I am with energy drinks. I know my kids think I'm crazy because all my boys love their energy drinks, and I have failed them to get them to not use them, but they all drink energy drinks, and I've never had one in my whole life, and I don't want one. I don't want to try it. I'm not interested. That looks bad to me. That looks, I mean, not just doesn't taste good, like that looks like a healthy, bad thing to me. I don't want that in my body. But, of course, I drink coffee every day. You say, how is it different? It's different. You know. Anyway, so I'm the same with ChatGPT or any of this AI stuff. Like, I know how to write. I don't need, and my experience with AI is usually that they're worse at it. I mean, it's usually terrible writing. Or it makes errors. Or just like I think of the grammar checker on my computer that I always turn off because it's stupider than I am. You say, well, it wouldn't let you say stupider. I know. It doesn't understand language. You can use a word that's not a word and you can communicate more effectively. That's part of language too. Anyway, so I am a no on all of this stuff. And, you know, some of my coworkers are like, you should use more AI. I'm like, I have a job because I spent my whole life developing a brain with knowledge and capability. And along comes this AI and pretends it can do what I do and it cannot do what I do. So I'm a no on all of this. But that's because, like, I wrote my vows and it was meaningful and it was clever and it was poignant and it was spirit-led. I mean, you know, retailer this AI for somebody who believes in, you know, the Christian Bible. Like, it's just crazy where we're at. Anyway, nothing says I love you like something when AI says I love you. We'll get more into this in a second. 437-1620. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
The front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up South Navy Boulevard to Central Avenue. Otherwise, no problems to report. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Somebody says, I, Ross, take you, Rachel. I mean, Emily. Could AI make that mistake? Oh, I. That's funny. Would you let ChatGPT write your prenup? Oh, that's interesting. No legal doc. Do not use AI for legal documents for all kinds of reasons, including the fact that they are searchable. You know, you can get basically you can legally seize them, you know, in a warrant situation because it's not privileged communication. 437-1620. Here's some of the thoughts I have. By the way, one of the wedding planner or wedding worker type person says, if you're going to use AI to generate your wedding vows, please don't read the part out loud where the bot goes, okay, how's this? It's a good note. It's a good one. So here's some of the other side. Okay. For a generation, I'm going to sound like an old man here. For a generation of people who already cannot write, they can't do math, they can't write. Well, maybe this isn't all that surprising. Why would they write something like this authentically? They don't write anything authentically. They all use, they live and breathe AI. If you've got kids under 25, they use AI for everything. PJ, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's ubiquitous. They don't, the idea that they would write their own cover letter first time from scratch on their own is insane to them. They would never even think that. Why would you waste so much time? And then they might come along and tweak it or whatever. But here's some thoughts. You know, it's very much in line with where they're at. Also, what if people can't write well? What if they want something that sounds better than what they could do on their own? And, you know, in their case, because they don't write well, AI can do that. You know, they're just getting a little help from their digital friend. They can't get the girl on their own, so they hire Cyrano to come, you know, speak in their ear, whisper in my ear the things to say to make this work. I mean, what if they used AI all along for pickup lines and for writing love notes and, you know, the woman, I'm always thinking about this from the man's point of view, the woman falls in love with the AI and doesn't realize it. And then one day the power's out or Cloudfire flare goes out and, you know, they can't get their they can't get their romance notes and you're not as interesting anymore. Yeah, this is horrifying to me, really genuinely horrifying. But here's the thing, for the young people, okay, they don't think of using AI as cheating. They don't think of using AI as inauthentic. They don't think anything of it. It's breathing. Why wouldn't you? I mean, how dumb are you that you don't use help? It's the way they look at it. I look at it as cheating. I look at it as plagiarism. I look at it as, you know, a violation of being human. Okay, by the way, I have a sample here. This is the author of the article had written. I had asked ChatGPT to do, you know, this is what, I want you to write me vows. Here we go. Timothy, my love, from the moment I heard your wonderfully awkward laugh, I knew I was in trouble. It's like a secret ingredient in our recipe for happiness, a quirky seasoning that makes everything just a bit more flavorful. Who knew that the sound of you laughing at yourself could be the sweetest melody? You turn my world into a symphony of joy, one chuckle at a time. This is the worst syrupy. Hallmark even would be embarrassed to put this in a card, right? And I imagine somebody getting up and here we go. So anyway, I thought it was fascinating. I think that's where we are as a culture. I think that's where a lot of people are. Again, you know, these kids would think nothing of it. The only question now is people who don't tell each other that they're using AI. But we're rapidly getting to a place where two 25-year-olds write their wedding vows with ChatGPT, and they don't tell each other, but they don't care because they both did it, and so it's fine. Or you could always use traditional vows, by the way. They have been around for, I don't know, a couple hundred years.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I see dead people.
Love at you time, babe.
Red light camera citations, 26,085 citations during that time, Feb 1 to October 31, as has held true that by one individual approach, by far the biggest problem area we have is 9th and Gregory there at the Bay Center going westbound. To give you perspective, if you count all four approaches at 9th and Bayou, right there at Sacred Heart and Publix, there's 7,777. So a little more than a quarter of all the citations are happening there when you have four approaches. 9th and Gregory is 8,274 for one approach. So with a quarter of the directions, just the one westbound area, there's more there than the next largest intersection that's tracking all four approaches.
Man, it's crazy. That approach getting onto I-110 has 8,000 violations over the course of time, and all of Bayou and 9th has only 7,000. All four approaches. That is wild to me. The number of people who go through that light apparently on red is going west on, you know, from Gregory onto the I-10 ramp. Wow. And, you know, he was asked the question, well, do we have information about is it saving or costing PPD time? Because obviously PPD has to review all the tickets. So it costs them time. Is it saving time because we're responding to fewer crashes? He didn't have the data. He wasn't sure. I'll ask Mike Wood tomorrow when we talk to him about that, you know, among other things. But that's really the test. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. The test is not how many violations are we having. The test is, are we changing behavior? Are we having fewer crashes? Because if we do this and we're giving out, you know, the city's giving out these tickets for red light running, but the number of crashes don't change, then there's no point to having the red light cameras. I mean, it's a horrible position to take, but you kind of say, oh, well, you know, if people are running red lights, and the crashes are the exact same as there were when we didn't have the red light cameras, then what's the point? Right? Because that's the ultimate justification. And for all the people who say that it's all about just, you know, generating revenue, well, if it's not changing behavior and if it's not reducing crashes, the only thing you've got left is generating revenue, and might as well get rid of it, I suppose. But we'll see. You know, I would hope it would change behavior. I would hope it would change so that we don't have crashes. Maybe you're trying to fix a problem that's too ingrained in people. PJ is in for John Pickens this morning with traffic on the fives.
The front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up South Navy Boulevard to Palmetto Avenue now. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Oh, hold on. What just happened there? My screen got taken over.
Not by me.
There we go. No fear. It was not hackers. It was just a window popping up. Federal immigration agents continuing operations in Raleigh, North Carolina for a second day. So far, no word on exactly how many arrests have been made, but officials there say at least 20 raids were carried out over a 24-hour period. Protests against those raids also popping up in both Raleigh and Durham yesterday. A group of anti-Islam protesters was overwhelmed in Dearborn, Michigan yesterday by a large group of Muslim activists that turned up. Tuesday's march had been referred to online as a Christian crusade on Dearborn and included protesters using anti-Islamic rhetoric.
Who was the organizing of the march?
The march was anti-Islam protesters. It doesn't say who.
Okay, in Dearborn, which if people don't know, Dearborn is a very heavily Muslim population. Lots and lots of Iraqis and Iranians and Jordanians that have relocated there over the years. Yeah.
Yep.
Suburb of Detroit, by the way.
Absolutely. A nuclear plant on Three Mile Island getting a $1 billion loan from the Trump administration. Constellation Energy announcing plans to restart their nuclear reactor and provide power for data centers.
Yeah. I know it's obviously got a little bit of reputation, but
just a little bit.
But at the same time, nuclear is the... I am a big believer in nuclear power. I like that Trump is embracing nuclear. I'm for it. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Got some texts in here about the AI conversation. Somebody writes, I simplified it for my teenage children by saying that if they need to use AI for a skill, it's knowledge they don't possess but a tool that they can utilize. So the question is, do they want to know and understand or do they want to fill in the blank? I've always taught them to value people who had knowledge that they could share because that is not contained in a box. And experiential knowledge is far more valuable. When people lean significantly on the use of alternate methods for demonstrating knowledge, they are often undermined by simple competition with smarter people who can apply their understanding quickly. But I do think we're kind of getting to the place where amplified intelligence, you know, having basically the system whisper in your ear, you know, here's the fact, so you don't even have to look it up. I mean, how many times are you with somebody and they go to their phone and look something up to verify it or fact check it or to just find out they can't remember, right? We've outsourced our memories to our phones, right? So that will only get better too, to the place where not even your phone, but your whatever you've got wired into you is going to be listening, is going to realize you want to know something. It's just going to whisper the answer in your ear, and that could be in real time when you're having a conversation that'll make you seem more knowledgeable than you are. But everybody's going to have it. Well, everybody who wants to use it. You know, just like having bionic legs and arms. And I mean, we're moving in that direction. Or so it seems to me. And the people who argue that, well, there's something more authentic about not using the jumper assist shoe from Nike, which is actually in production right now. Like, it's actually out. That there's a bionic, you know, walking, jumping amplification device you can wear. It's a shoe that attaches to your calf and, you know, it senses what you're doing and it'll make you jump faster or jump farther and run faster and all that kind of. Anyway, that's just coming. And it's going to be quaint to have people who don't use that stuff, in my opinion. 629 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody else says, they said where the revenue from the tickets is going. Is it being invested in PPD or safer roads? My understanding is it is all going into public safety. Just like in Gulf Breeze, it goes into public safety. But I can ask the mayor this morning if I can remember for it. But, yeah, good question. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? There was something else I was going to mention to you, and then it went straight out of my brain. We've got another effort this year in Florida to enhance the teaching of cursive in the schools. you know, it's already required, but there's no proficiency testing required. Every time they've tried to make it, it has failed. So this is another bill that's advancing to try to not just mandate the teaching of cursive so you can read the Constitution and grandma's letters, basically, and sign your name. That's the issue. So you can sign your name. I've always been of the opinion that if you were going to hire somebody and they were a great employee and they just didn't write cursive, you'd probably still hire them. So how much does it matter, really?
Jalosi, the Senate has unanimously greenlit a bill demanding the full release of Jeffrey Epstein's files, and it's now headed to President Trump's desk. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The American people have waited long enough. Jeffrey Epstein's victims have waited long enough.
The sole lawmaker to vote no was Representative Clay Higgins, a Republican from Louisiana. Once signed, the DOJ will have 30 days to publish the files in a searchable format. President Trump hosted the Saudi Crown Prince yesterday, brushing aside a reporter's question about the prince's role in the death and dismemberment of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018.
Things happen, but he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
The president will attend a business summit with Saudi leaders today at the Kennedy Center in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 60 degrees. It is partly cloudy, a little bit foggy this morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. New developments in the SS United States Artificial Reef Project. Okaloosa County Commissioners have now approved partnerships to deploy the historic ship as an artificial reef. That is set to happen in early 2026. The ship will be positioned about 22 nautical miles southwest of Destin, and it will be the world's largest artificial reef. Visit Pensacola is contributing $1.5 million, Coastal Conservation Association donating $500,000 to support the project, and they'll also be marketing the site as a premier diving destination. When combined with the USS Oriskany, the region now positioning itself as one of the top diving and marine exploration destinations. Now, the daughter of two Pace pharmacy owners will avoid a trial in connection with a pill mill investigation. 22-year-old Lakin Burklow entered a no-contest plea and accepted the pretrial diversion program last week. She is required to complete 20 hours of community service and avoid possessing controlled substances without a doctor's permission. Burklow was arrested back in June for possession of prescription drugs issued without authorization. Her parents, Stephen and Monique Burklow, and another pharmacist remain charged with conspiracy to traffic prescription drugs. They're all due in court next month. Pensacola could be getting a big economic boost. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city's pitching a $250 million shipbuilding facility at the Port of Pensacola. The Denver-based company would invest $150 million in the project. The city's requesting $86 million in grant funding from Triumph Gulf Coast, the second largest request in the organization's history.
This has been several months of conversation in the making. And of course, we try to strike that balance of seeing how much momentum and steam and that something like this can get through a vetting process before we want to say anything. But obviously, by the time we go to Triumph, we feel really good about this prospect.
That is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. If approved, the facility would create 2,000 jobs within 3 years with starting pay that exceeds the local average. The project would include manufacturing and cybersecurity. Mayor Reeves says the city is committed to training local workers to be able to fill those positions. An Alabama man's been arrested for shooting his neighbor in a dispute over hot water. 65-year-old Herbert Kilcrease allegedly fired a shotgun at his neighbor. This was near Crossville yesterday. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to his torso, his thigh, and his hand, but is expected to recover. Investigators say the argument erupted after the victim turned off hot water while Kilcrease was showering. Kilcrease said he only meant to scare the man. He's now charged with second-degree assault. He's being held in the Baldwin County Jail. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your destination for nonstop entertainment. No purchase necessary. VGW Group, void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 21+. The front gate of NES Pensacola now backed up South Navy Boulevard to Gulf Beach Highway. Apparently there is some construction at the front gate that's causing that issue. A hit-and-run crash, I-10 westbound right near Pensacola Boulevard. They're saying the roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are looking at some fog through the morning hours. Fog clears out as you head into the afternoon, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. Dense fog possible as we go into your Thursday morning, high on Thursday afternoon near 76 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into Friday, some fog again for the morning hours, temperatures warming up near 78 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 60 degrees. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Struggles are ongoing at one of America's largest department stores. In a new earnings report, Target posted a drop in quarterly sales and lowered its full-year profit expectations. The retailer also said it expects business to be weaker than last year during the all-important holiday season. Target is in the midst of a turnaround plan, aiming to reclaim its fashion sense and incorporate AI into the shopping experience. Shares are down 2% pre-market. Boeing is hoping to win back a longtime customer, and this is some good news. The plane maker says Fly Dubai has placed an order for 75 of Boeing's 737 MAX jets. That's one day after the airline revealed it placed an order twice as big with Boeing's arch rival Airbus. It also follows news Monday that Emirates has purchased a fleet of Boeing's largest twin-engine jet. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. Markets looking to rebound from four straight days of selling, all prompted by concerns over the AI rally. That's Your Money Now.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the?
Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto.
Nice. Who's that?
New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now.
Wait, we're famous?
Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning, 639 News Radio 92.3. That music can only mean one thing. We're talking to the trash man and the water man and the sewage man and the recycling man. And it's all of that stuff. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director for the ECUA, Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. We're a little bit early this month because they moved their meetings around for the holidays. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Always good to talk to you.
Great to have you. Before we get to the what you guys did yesterday, let's talk about kind of something that's a holdover. You had gone to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and you had presented to them the recommendation or desire by your board to put a monument or marker. I actually think it's probably even better to call it a marker than a monument, but for Dale Perkins, who is very ill. He's been serving for 32 years out on the beach at the Dolphins, the first Dolphin water tank. They raised concerns ranging from, we don't do this while people are still alive, because obviously things can happen. Has he done enough on the beach to really justify that location? Wouldn't it make more sense to have it back at the main office or something like that? I had raised those same questions. I had kind of sided with them. It's always an awkward conversation when you're talking about something like this to honor somebody who's universally loved, admired, respected. And nobody wants to be the sort of the callous jerk in the room. But those are kind of the arguments that they made. And they said, you're supposed to come back tonight to present to them. Now, I thought it was interesting. You guys did a ceremony at like an unveiling of the concept, not the actual monument, because you're going to go back tonight to talk to them about it. But what is the response from the board, or what are you going to present that's going to sort of answer those questions or objections?
Yeah, so the event we had the other day was a dedication of those facilities and kind of naming of those facilities. If nothing else, we'll put a plaque on the building there honoring Dale and his service. Just a brief statement, mail of Captain Dale Perkins, fisherman, environmentalist, first protector of the people's purse, the longest-serving member of the ECUA board from 1994 to 2026, and then it has a little image of Dale. But what we'd like to prefer to do, rather than having a plaque on the building, is actually have a monument of whatever agreed to appropriate size would be. Dale has done a lot for this community and Pensacola Beach certainly as well. He lived in Pensacola Beach for about 3 years. He was a charter boat captain out of the beach for decades, but specific to his ECUA service, He guided a lot of hurricane recovery after Hurricane Ivan in 2024. He was on the board that donated the Pensacola Beach Ball Tank to the SRA back in 2008 instead of having it taken down. He championed painting the wave and dolphin graphics on the ground storage tanks out at the beach. He's promoted our reuse program that has led to us using treated effluent for irrigation of the medians along Via de Luna, which has reduced our flows out to the sound. We had an issue several years ago where our staff was proposing to put a reuse tank kind of in the middle of the area near the church and the school, but he listened to residents in that area and advocated for them to instead move it back over to the tank farm where the other tanks are located instead of what staff had recommended. He's worked to invest capital in building a second redundant water line to the beach. The original one's subject to aqueous. It's a barrier under the sound there. We've added a second one that hangs from underneath the bridge. He's promoted the submission of grants to assist ECUA in extending that reuse project all the way out to Portofino and possibly even down Fort Pickens Road. He was on board when they suggested and completed an interconnection with Gulf Breeze to provide backup water supply, not only for them, but also for us as well. Quite a bit of the gravity sewer system out on the beach has been lined with cast-in-place pipe. He's replaced a lot of force mains along Fort Pickens Road. And in the very near future, we're going to be replacing two of our older ground storage tanks out at the beach with one larger tank, again, to provide resiliency and extra capacity as well.
Well, see, you should have led with all that. That would have been helpful if that, because I mean, particularly, honestly, just as a citizen, the ones the ones that catch my attention the most on that list are, oh, this is the guy that helped save the beach ball. Okay, I'm paying attention. This is the guy that brought us the dolphin tank. Okay, you know, I'm paying. You know, like, almost that's what the plaque should say, you know, instead of the other stuff, if only because that, to me, is what grabs the attention of somebody. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful thing for somebody to bring reuse water or redundant water lines, you know, to the beach. But the average person walking past the first water tank looking over and seeing that is, but, you know, I think actually, you know, having it say something like, you know, hey, he salvaged the beach ball from getting demolished and helped transfer it to the county so that it could just exist forever. I mean, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. That's much more encouraging to me than as far as, you know, affirming. So I think this ought to go better tonight than maybe the meeting went last time. So thank you. Thank you for clarifying and providing some of that background. Yeah. That's good. Hey, Bruce, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to Bruce Woody at ECU Way. We've got PJ's got traffic on the fives.
The front gate of NES Pensacola backed up South Navy Boulevard to about Gulf Beach Highway. Apparently there's some construction at the front gate causing that delay today. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Bruce. Hey, just a quick thought on that is I know you guys are kind of going down this road of doing it this way, but if indeed, you know, one of the big, in my mind, symbolic big accomplishments for Dale during his tenure is, you know, saving the beach ball, I mean, I just wonder if you couldn't put a sign at the beach ball of some sort. Maybe it doesn't have to be a plaque. Maybe just, you know, an explanation. You know, people that walk past there might see that. But, you know, you guys do what you want. I'm just saying there's maybe other ways to bring recognition for the things that people might, you know, really care about. Yesterday, you guys had a meeting. You did a reorganization. Who's the new chair and vice chair?
Yes. Annually, we go through a reorganization process, much like the county does, and name new chairs and vice chairs for the upcoming year. Votes yesterday put Kevin Stevens in as the board chair, Mr. Stevens being from District 5. Our board vice chair would be Mr. Larry Williams, who represents District 3. We also have a citizens advisory committee that's has a chair and vice chair from our board members. The chair of the CAC is Lois Benson for next year, District 2. And our vice chair will be Vicki Campbell, who is from District 1.
Okay, very good. You guys were also working on your creating an MSBU for Huntington Creek, is that right? Which is off of Mobile Highway, is that right? West of everything, basically.
Yes, United Subdivisions. Huntington Creek and Twin Spires, there are two adjacent subdivisions whose developer back in the day created a sewer system that he owned and maintained during the time of construction. Then after all the homes were developed and he had sold his last lot, he left and turned it all over to the Homes Association. Homeowner Association are really not...
Wait. Let me guess what happened. It was run perfectly, efficiently, well-maintained. Nobody had any complaints, and here we are today. Is that right?
You know, actually, I give them a lot of credit for doing a wonderful job with the facility they had.
Gotcha.
It wasn't built to ECUA standard, and they have some very responsible HOA president and vice presidents who have run that thing very well. But it is an older system. It's in poor repair. Doesn't have a lot of features that we typically would have today. And, of course, it's a big headache for an HOA to run. So
yeah.
We got together with the county and, kind of make a long story short, we created a municipal service benefit unit, MSBU, which is a means by which the county provides some funding to pay for a public improvement, in this case, the upgrade and replacement of quite a bit of that lift station.
Yeah, a fee on your property taxes.
Also the collection system, and then we pay for the property taxes, right.
What's the amount of the MSBU going to be for those folks?
You know, I don't have that number in front of me. $890,552.
That's for the total, though, but like for each like homeowner, it's not going to, I mean... I was just curious what the property tax bill change was going to be. If you don't know, it's fine.
I don't have a breakdown. That's figured with interest after. Some people will pay off the principal right off the bat. Others will finance it over a period of time.
And okay.
That breakdown is done by the county. I don't have that figure.
That's okay. The last one I remember like that it was even like this was in a rarity. And I mean, these things are expensive. They are difficult. They can be better and worse. As you said, it sounds like they did a good job doing the best they could under the circumstances. But, you know, sewer system repairs and upgrades are expensive, right?
Yeah. I want to particularly praise Jay and Brock, who were the the HOA presidents of those two subdivisions. You did a wonderful job informing their membership, going through the public process of trying to get a majority support for doing this project. That is
that's a lot of lift. Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
That's a heavy lift.
You also are putting some new services on the website, like, because I know, you know, we've had this where, you know, we had a broken lid basically, and so we called, and actually it came very quickly. I think it came a day or two later, which was a lot quicker than we expected to get the new one. But you're doing some stuff on the website now so that people don't even have to call, right?
Yes, historically, you've had to make a phone call for a lot of basic services with ECUA, and certainly through our general phone number, you can contact us for anything. But some of the routine things, today's younger generation expects to be able to do most of it online, and we're adding those types of services online wherever we can. Right now, if you go to ECUA under services, if you have a sanitation-related concern, say you want trash can repaired, you need a bulk pickup request, or you're signing up and you have a missing can or a can dropped off. There are little pull-down menus you can go through and request that online. So you can do it you can do it 2 o'clock in the morning if you want to. And by doing it online, it generates a work order automatically and speeds up that process, and you don't have to wait and call somebody during our normal working hours.
Oh, that makes perfect sense for the bulk pickups. Yeah, I mean, that's the exact application of a web interface to be able to do something like that. Outstanding.
Yeah. And by the way, our information technology staff are currently working on a mobile app that'll be coming out probably later this summer that will have those kind of features and more on it. So it'll be mobile ready besides just having a computer website application.
Very good. I did have somebody text in and ask, just going back to the Dale Perkins marker, do we have a mm-hmm. cost estimate on that?
I don't at this time because I don't know yet whether what the requirements are going to be for the permit, whether it'll be a plaque hanging on a wall versus an actual monument that sits outside, any restrictions that they might put on regarding size, materials, and those sorts of things. So okay. Until I get a little more feedback.
Fair enough. I just had somebody ask, and you know, I know I had asked you, and you'd said you weren't sure yet, and so I was seeing if that had changed since I talked to you about it. Very good. That'll be at tonight's SRIA meeting if people are interested in finding out more about that. But Bruce Woody, he is the Executive Director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. Bruce, as always, thank you so much for the time, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah. Thank you, Edmund.
You bet. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need that next vehicle, Frontier, or you're not sure, you might be in between. You know how this works, right? The last stage before you get a new car or a newer car is you're like, I have to get a car, right? But before that, you got, I think I need to get a car. Before that, you're like, I'm not sure if I need to get, you kind of go through these phases. Well, if you're in that stage, if you're in the I wonder if, or I'm kind of thinking about it, or yeah, it is kind of getting to be, go to Frontier and look around. I mean, just go look around. Go see what they've got on the lot. You know, browse the selection online if you prefer. But I'm a big fan of go in person because, you know, sitting in a car, fiddling with the knobs, even driving it around is often different from just how it looks online. And, of course, the odd thing is that, you know, when you see a picture of a car, even pictures of the interior, well, I mean, the outside, you don't see the outside most of the time you're in your car. You're mostly inside your car, right? But it's the feel of driving one and how everything works for you ergonomically that can make a big difference for a car. You know, plus gas mileage and cost and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, just go to see a few and find out. Get information. I'm a big fan of get information so you can make a good adult decision. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options.
5-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look at the giant tomato, Martha.
I didn't know they'd grow them so big, Jess.
I wonder where he's going. He got little Timmy.
Poor Timmy.
Eat him all up.
Look, I know, rationally, that most of you have not seen Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, but it is one of the all-time classic best terrible movies ever. And the scene where the grandma and the grandpa are just sitting there in the living room watching the killer tomato chase after little Timmy. All right, for the four of you that have seen it, you're loving it. And for everybody else, you know, well, it was 10 seconds of your life you'll never get back. Let's see. BJ is in for John Pickens this morning with our Traffic on the Fives.
Don't worry. I haven't seen it either. So.
Oh, my God. You have to, though. It's so funny. It's terrible.
The front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up South Navy Boulevard now to just about the Walmart, which is across Gulf Beach Highway. Apparently, there is some construction at the front gate that's causing that delay. Otherwise, no problems to report. I'm PJ with the Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much. PJ, we were talking earlier about the red light cameras in the city of Pensacola. There's an enormous number of red light runners that happen at 9th and Gregory, 8,000 over the last 9 months, whereas even the entire approach, four approaches, east, west, north, and south, to 9th and Bayou, Brent, I guess it's really all Bayou at that point. Anyway, is only like 7,000. And I asked the question, I think it's the right question, which is it reducing actual risk? Is it reducing crashes? Is it reducing police time or not? You know, because that's the real measure. Otherwise, it is just a money-making scheme. This person texts in Texas, the governor of the state legislature got rid of red light cameras because they believe they cause more rear-end crashes. You know, somebody slows down when they wouldn't otherwise have, and somebody else is following too close, so you fender bender them, okay? If they truly want to stop crashes, they should increase the yellow light time. That's FDOT stuff. I don't think you're going to be able to pull that off. Also, Texas found out that the yellow light time was decreased when the cameras were put up. Again, that's FDOT regulated. That does not happen. The sad part is that the camera company gets more revenue than the counties and cities. That is true. The lion's share of the cameras, both for the school zones, I believe, and also for the red lights, does not even go to the city at all. 658 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The Senate has approved a measure to allow the Epstein files to be released without a vote. The Senate yesterday unanimously agreeing to pass the bill forcing the release of the Epstein files as soon as they get that bill from the House. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that is expected later today. Texas's new Ten Commandments law has been found unconstitutional again. This after a federal judge sided with a group of parents that sued school districts. In his ruling, Judge Orlando Garcia said unwelcome religious displays violate the Establishment Clause. And NASA holding a live event today. They'll be sharing images of 3I Atlas, an interstellar comet making its way through our solar system. It was discovered back in July. The comet is the third object in the solar system that's been confirmed to be from somewhere else in the galaxy. That event is happening this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody texts in about the cursive question. My daughter's one of those that never learned cursive. When she had to start using a signature, she had no idea what to do. Sad. Yeah. But I will say, you know, as a cursive writer, I never use it as an adult. Never, ever, ever. Except to sign my name, and that's a scribble anyway. That doesn't even qualify. Oh, somebody else did text in that there is a, studies indicate a connection between cursive and synchronizing brain hemispheres and developing sensor motor skills, which is true. That's
stream us at NewsRadio.